Dishon, in Hiding Places and Resistance, revisits the concept of embute, or hiding place, a word that is part of the vocabulary of activism in Argentina during the 1960s and 1970s, from the secret code of survival and clandestinity. Many of us maintain hiding places to survive. It could be a hidden box or drawer in a workshop or desk, a secret compartment inside a wardrobe or a can, a key stored inside a pen or an empty toothpaste tube, or a groove in the body. In my case, it was also my mouth. Everything I bit, stored, and kept silent about was such at one point. Embutes, so well made that they were not revealed until many years later. They overlap in their origin and their persistence, political repression and family silences. But against that, the enormous unlocking capacity that manages to find them, open them, and bring them to light, revealing and putting those remnants of another time into circulation. What insists on reappearing, what manages to emerge decades later.